So welcome to our Sufi Dark Moon Women's Circle tonight. I'm glad that you are all joining me in this really special time. Tonight is a dark moon, which precedes the new moon tomorrow. And we have some really wonderful, wonderful, powerful energies really supporting us right now at this time, especially with this new moon coming in July and the August new moon. It's a black moon, what they call black moon, because both new moons are in the sign of Leo. They're in the same sign. And so this is a really rare moment that precedes a shift for about 2.5 to 3 years, this July new moon. And between July and August, between July, the new moon in July, and the new moon in August, there's this opening so that we can clear and purify and really allow ourselves to dissolve whatever's in the way of us stepping in, of our really connecting with the power within our own being, in our connection with divine. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes, but it's a very, very special night. And so the dark moon, which I do often, is up to 3 days before the new moon. It's the time where we, again, have the opportunity energetically to clear the veils that are in the way, clear our old patterning, our old conditioning that really get in the way of moving and stepping into greater light in our being, greater healing, greater union with our divine nature. And so we're doing a little bit differently today. We're doing a dark moon virtual. And this dark moon is very Sufi oriented. So we're going to use today Sufi chants for purification. And I'll be leading the different chants that we will be doing. Because it is a Sufi night and we're using the sacred prayers of the Sufi tradition, we're also going to be using the sacred language, which allows us, which is Arabic. In this case, we're using Arabic, which allows us to open up to various vibrations and frequencies that help us transmute and invite the divine universal frequencies. I will also be using the word for in Arabic for oneness, which is Allah. And this sounds is not only the Arabic name for the divine, for God, for oneness, but it's also a sound that opens the heart. It opens the portal of the heart and allows us to move into the different layers of our heart and into the subtle bodies of our soul and our secret and beyond. So we're going to be using all of this tonight. And so I just let you know so that we know what to expect. Let's see what else I want to say before we begin. One of the prayers and chants that we're going to be working with is a Sufi chant that moves through the layers of the heart. It's also used as a purification practice. It starts with what we traditionally call Tawba, which is the prayer of return, the chant of returning our souls, returning to the oneness, moving out of illusion, moving out of the veils that block our union with the divine within and outside of ourselves. And then the other prayers, and I'll be, you know, I'll be talking about this as we go, but the other prayers move us deeper into, help us clear the mental body, the emotional body, the soul body, and connecting us with the sacred subtle bodies. So we're going to be doing a lot. All you have to do is really just allow yourselves to go in and travel and just surrendering to the divine, to the light that of oneness, the light of source, the light of unity. And so as we do this, just keep in mind that, you know, we are moving into this rare opportunity with the dark moon tonight. And after we finish our chants and our sacred time together, you can feel free to actually journal and continue doing whatever your heart is resonating with. If any of the chants really speak to you and really feel like you just want to immerse yourself deeply into this, you can continue using those vibrations and frequencies to continue to dive even deeper and clear, so that it's like the more that we allow ourselves to spend time, create space, and dive into these with these prayers and these practices, we purify. It's like we purify all of the places that are in illusion, that are still, you know, functioning from a place of patterning, old conditioning. And I also want to remind every woman on here today that, you know, we're not just doing it for ourselves. You know, we're doing it, you know, of course, because if you're on this call, it's because there's a part of your heart that you know, desires and is yearning for that awakening and that closer union with the divine. And so, yes, for our own evolution, we are doing this. But as women, we're also carrying that light and purifying those patterns for all of the ones that have come before us. You know, for many of us, you already know that you're the designated one in your family that has awakened, that has, you know, the ability to really understand these subtle levels of consciousness. And that's not, you know, that's not a coincidence. It's you know, it's divinely programmed this way, you know, for many reasons, for reasons that you may know, or maybe you don't know. And so your struggle, you know, if you're struggling with shame or grief or, you know, fear or terror or trauma, you know, a lot of times it's very intense, and a lot of times it's really the intensity is because it's not just your own. You're actually carrying and cleaning the line, the fractal line, for your family or for your community or for your siblings, you know, or for the ancestors that have come before you. So know that it's not just for yourselves. In many ways, all of you are doing a great service for the planet. And we're also doing it for all of those that have come from us, for all of, you know, our children, and for all of the women on the planet at this time that for whatever reason are not able to do it, are not aware, are not awakened. And so we're almost, you know, in many ways we're carrying that and we're bringing it forth. And this is part of our service, you know, in raising the consciousness on the planet. And so I really want to remind everybody, because sometimes when the walking is challenging, you know, we tend to forget that, and we might experience more of our victim selves and feel more like a victim and get stuck. And it's important to really put it in perspective and also seek the support that you need from others that are of similar consciousness and that are walking in this way. And so all of the chants that we'll be doing today, you can also use at any time when you feel stuck, when you feel in a struggle, where you feel you can't really hear the guidance within your heart and your soul, and when you're in pain. So just know that you can use that at any time. Okay, so if we have any time at the end, I'll open it up for questions. But right now I want to just dive in, and I'm going to start by just creating sacred space with the what we call the Fatiha prayer. Fatiha is the opener. And just allow yourselves to receive. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Sirata ladina an'amta alayhim. Wail maktubi alayhim wala dalin. Amin. Amin. And so I'm going to start with a prayer, a practice that's used to purify our body, heart, and soul. Spirit and intellect. It is, I'm going to repeat it 3 times in the Arabic language and 1 time in the English version. And so at this point, you can just listen to it and just notice what you feel in your heart, what you feel in your body, what you feel in your sacral center, which is in your pelvic cavity. Just notice, become aware, and just kind of open, bringing in the love, holding yourself and any emotion, any thought, any feeling, anything that may come up for you, just holding that in love and acceptance without any judgment. Ya Allah, alahum yalfi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi akli nuran, wa yal min amami nuran, wa min kalfi nuran, wa min fauki nuran, wa min tata aktami nuran, wa an yamani nuran, wa an yasari nuran. Ya Allah, alahum yalfi badani nuran, wa fi nafsi nuran, wa fi kalbi nuran, wa fi ruhi nuran, wa fi aklik nuran, wa yal min amani nuran, wa min kalfi nuran, wa min fauki nuran, wa min takta akdami nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yasari nuran. Ya Allah, alahum yalfi badani nuran, wafsi nafsi nuran, wafi kalbi nuran, wafi ruhi nuran, wafi akli nuran, wayal min amami nuran, wamin kalfi nuran, wamin fauki nuran, wamin takta akdami nuran, wa an yamini nuran, wa an yaksari nuran. O Allah, Allah, put light in my body and light in my soul and light in my heart, and light in my spirit, and light in my intellect, and put in front of me light, and behind me light, and above me light, and underneath my feet light, and light on my right side, and light on my left side. Allahu Akbar. Okay, beloveds, and now we're going to do the four chants that move us through the layers of the heart. And these, because we repeat them 100 times each, you'll have an opportunity to join in. And so the first chant is what we refer to as Tawba, and it's the return. So by itself is a very powerful chant and zikr, and the words are going to be Astaghfirullah Lazim, Astaghfirullah Lazim, Astaghfirullah Lazim. And so I'm going to go ahead and repeat this one, and then I'm going to stop at each one and let you know what the next one is. And so as we're doing these, allow yourself to feel the vibration in your body. Allow yourselves to really just receive the vibrations and frequencies that are transmuting whatever is necessary in your heart. The divine knows exactly what needs to be transmuted, what's in your heart, what the heart's desire is. And so actually, before we begin, I'm going to ask each person to take about 1 minute and envision themselves stepping into and experiencing even greater union with the divine in their hearts, in their soul, in their secret, allowing healing for your mind, for your body, for your emotions, for your soul, for your secret. Allowing yourselves to clear wherever we're holding shame in our bodies, in our mind, in our hearts, in our soul. Shame and powerlessness because of our gender, of being a woman at this time or at any time in history, where we have taken in any old illusions and patterns of shame or fear, fear of not being able to speak our truth, fear of not being able to step into our light, fear of the greatness of our light. And whatever your heart is yearning for, allow yourselves to envision that, asking for that from the divine, and then envisioning yourself stepping into that, experiencing that in this moment. And then whatever's in the way of that experience, of that connection with your divine nature and receiving in your heart and in your soul and in your secret, whatever's in the way of that. May it be dissolved, may it be transmuted, may it be transformed. As we surrender it to the divine, no longer need to hold on to it. And we surrender it, moving into the place of not knowing, completely surrendering and trusting the source of the divine. Okay, beautiful. Let's start with Astaghfirullahaladzim. Here we go. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 Astaghfirullahaladzim. And just tune in to your body. And just notice, be in awareness of what's moving for you. Continuing to be in surrender. Nothing for you to figure out or to do. Allow yourselves to move into that bridge that I call the not knowing place, because truly that is the gate we enter in order for something new to be born. Allow yourselves to just move into not knowing, surrendering, trusting the divine. I'm going to continue. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 Astaghfirullahaladzim. 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 Take a deep breath. Breathing in and exhaling, letting go even more, letting go in the sacrum, lower back, and your root center, your pelvic cavity, letting go. Breathing deep into your pelvic cavity. And we continue for the last round of 33s. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 astaghfirullahaladzim. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 astaghfirullahaladzim. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 astaghfirullahaladzim. Astaghfirullahaladzim, 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 astaghfirullahaladzim. La ilaha illahu. Al-Hayal Qayyum wa atub ilayh. And now we're going to move even deeper into the second layer of our hearts, to the subtle body of our heart. And we're going to do a round of 33 of the Allahummas. This is a little bit longer chant, so don't worry about getting it perfect. This is about receiving and, you know, saying the pieces that you're able to say. Just letting your heart open and expand even more, even more. Letting it purify all these places in your heart, your body, and your mind, and your soul, and your secret, in your complete being. And the words for this one is Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin wa salahi wa sabihi wa sallam. Allahumma sayala, so here we go. Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin wa salahi wa sabihi wa sallam. Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin wa salahi wa sabihi wa sallam. Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin Wasallahi wasabihi wasallam. Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin. Wasallahi wasabihi wasallam. Allahumma sayala sayyidina Muhammadin. Wasalahi wasabihi wasalam. Allahumma salli 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 sayyidina Muhammadin. Wasabihi wasalahi wasabihi wasalam. Allahumma salli sayyidina Muhammadin. 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 Wasalahi wasabihi wasalam. Muhammadin Rasulullah. So allow yourselves to just notice, become aware of the vibrations in your body. Do you have any thoughts, feelings, emotions? Or even the absence of those? And just make room for whatever's moving through. Make room, breathe. And allow. And if there's emotions or thoughts or even sensations in your body that you become aware of, just allow them. They're like clouds. Just allow them to move through. Just allow yourself to breathe. And just letting it move. There are different levels of energy that sometimes have been there for a very long time and they're just needing the right frequency to allow them to dissolve, transmute, transform. And sometimes they come with messages and epiphanies and tajallis, as we Sufis say, the wisdom. And sometimes they just move right through and dissolve. And there's no need for greater processing. Just continue to breathe. Stay in the rhythm of your breath. Feeling the vibration of the zikr in your body. Now I'm going to move into even deeper level in your heart, into the soul layer, with the next chant, which is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. So this means there is no God but God. There is no divine but the divine. There is no oneness but the oneness. So everything is from the divine. Everything is a manifestation from the divine. And with this thicker, we are actually allowing those places within us that are an illusion in the soul level to clear even more, so that we can start to perceive the finer divine lights, the finer divine qualities, those finer vibrations even more. So it's a deeper level of transmutation. Okay, so here we go. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Allah. Breathe and allow and open your hearts even more to feel the subtle lights of the divine, subtle qualities. And the last thicker is just the oneness, which is Allah. You can say that and feel it deeply in your hearts. And if you say these chants out loud, the vibration, especially at the beginning of using them, the first few years, it's helpful vibration to hear, to actually hear, because it helps to actually purify the senses, the hearing. and the outer senses and the seeing and our touch and our perceptions. So the last one is Allah. So here we go. Allah, 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 Allah. Leila Heila Hu. Al-Hayal Kayyum wa Tubaylayh. Allah. Let us become aware of the stillness within you, of the silence within you, of the peace, of the sacred, of the holiness, of the Kudus, of the light, An-Nur. Can be many qualities opening up for each person. Everybody can be receiving slightly different universal qualities. So I'm actually going to go through all of the qualities in the Arabic right now, and these are all universal qualities of light. And just allow yourselves to receive them. It starts with Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, the merciful. Al-Malik, the Sovereign. Al-Qadus, the Most Holy One. As-Salam, the Flawless and the Peace. Al-Mukmin, the Bestower of Faith. Al-Muhaymin, the Protector. Al-Aliz, Aziz, the Exalted in Might. Al-Jabbar, the Compeller. Al-Muqtakabir, Majestic. Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Al-Bari, the Maker. Al-Musawir, the Fashioner. Al-Ghaffar, the One who is in full forgiveness. Al-Kahar, the Dominator. Al-Wahhab, the Bestower. Al-Razak, the Provider. Al-Fatah, the Opener. Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. As-Salmi, the All-Hearing. Al-Basir, the All-Seeing. Al-Latif, the Benevolent, Subtle One. Al-Kabir, totally aware. Al-Halim, the mild, forbearing one. Al-Azim, the tremendous. Al-Ghafur, the all-forgiving. forgiving. Al-Shakur, the grateful. Al-Ali, the most high. Al-Kabir, the most great. Al-Hafiz, the all-preserver. Al-Mukit, the nourisher. Al-Hasib, the reckoner. Al-Karim, the generous. Al-Raqib, the all-observant. Al-Karib, the ever-near. Al-Mujib, the answer of prayers. Al-Wasi, the vast. Al-Hakim, the wise. Al-Wadud, the loving one. Al-Majid, the all-glorious. Al-Shahid, the universal witness. Al-Haq, the real truth. Al-Wakil, the guardian. Al-Kawi, the most strong. Al-Mateen, the firm. Al-Wali, the protecting friend. Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. Al-Hay, the alive. Al-Qayyum, the self-subsisting. Al-Wahid, the unique one. Al-Ahad, the one. As-Samad, the eternal. Al-Qadir, the able. Al-Muqtadir, the all-determiner. Al-Awwal, the first. Al-Qahir, the last. Ad-Dhahir, the manifest. Al-Batin, the hidden. Al-Wali, the ruler. Al-Muta'ali, the exalted. Al-Bar, the doer of good. At-Tawab, the ever-relenting. Al-Afu, the effacer and forgiver. Al-Ra'uf, the clement. Al-Jami, the gatherer. Al-Ghani, the rich one. An-Nur, the light. Al-Hadi, the guide. Al-Badi, the originator. Al-Rab, the Lord. Al-Mubin, the manifest. Al-Qadir, the mighty. Al-Hafiz, the protector. Al-Kafil, the surety. Ash-Shakir, the appreciative. Al-Ikram, the most bounteous. Al-Allah, the most high. Al-Khalaq, the creator. Al-Malai, the protector. An-Nasir, the helper. Allah, the God, the oneness. Al-Khahir, the omnipotent. Al-Ghafir, the forgiver. Al-Alam, the omniscient. Al-Fatir, the creator. Al-Malik, the omnipotent sovereign. Al-Hafi, the most gracious. Al-Muhit, the all-pervading. Al-Musta'an, the one who is called upon for help. Ar-Rafi, the most sublime. Al-Kafi, the sufficient. Al-Kalib, the predominant. Al-Manan, the bestower of favors. Al-Jalil, the glorious. Al-Muhi, the giver of life. Al-Muqnit, the giver of death. Al-Waris, the inheritor. Al-Ba'ith, the awakener. So just allow all of those divine lights to move through you, all of those frequencies and vibrations. Those are universal lights, divine lights. And then as our last practice, we're going to do one more. And this one is going to correlate with our glands in the body, the endocrine system, also correlates with the chakras and the gates, the centers in our body. So we're going to move from the first chakra all the way, which starts at our root, right over in the area of our perineum, cervix. And we're going to start with the first chakra and then move all the way up to the crown, seventh chakra. So if you can, if you're able to, just place your hands over or on your body in these areas. And I'm going to recite the quality for each chakra and for each gland that is related to that particular chakra. I'm just going to recite it three times. And you can recite it with me out loud. And so, first chakra, we'll start. Actually, we're going to start with, I apologize, we're going to actually start with the crown and move down. So we're going to start with the seventh chakra, putting our hands on the crown, top of our heads, reciting Al-Hadi three times. Here we go. Al-Hadi, Al-Hadi, Al-Hadi. Letting the light of the divine move into our crown chakra, into our pineal gland, and into the hypothalamus gland. And then just breathe, and then gently move your hand to your third eye. And between your eyebrows, this is your sixth gate, also known as the sixth chakra, the pituitary gland. And allow our pituitary gland to receive the light of the quality of An-Nur. And recite that three times. An-Nur, An-Nur, An-Nur. Take a deep breath and then move your hand into your throat, in front and behind your neck. And we're going to recite Al-Jabbar. This is for your thyroid gland and for all of the connections with this fifth chakra of your thyroid. Al-Jabbar, Al-Jabbar, Al-Jabbar. Taking a deep breath and moving into your heart space, your fourth chakra, fourth gate, in the putting your hands in the center of your chest. I'm going to recite Al-Kawi. This is for your thymus gland. Here we go, three times. Al-Kawi, Al-Kawi, Al-Kawi. Helping to transmute and restore the integrity in that gland and that space, taking a deep breath. Bringing our hands to our solar plexus, which is our third chakra, relating to our adrenal glands. And this is between our umbilicus, between our belly button and our heart, in the center of our, in the center between the line of our belly button and our heart. That's the solar plexus. Putting our hands there. The adrenal glands and the pancreas as well. And we're going to recite Al-Bari. 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 Beautiful. Taking a deep breath. And then we're going to put our hands right below our belly button in the front. And if you can, also in the back, right directly behind the front hand, which would be in our sacrum, tailbone area. And we're going to recite in this area. This is for relating to our ovaries. And we're going to recite Al-Hay. Here we go. Al-Hay. 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 And taking our deep breath. And then for our last first root center, which is at the level of our perineum, visioning our whole, all of our sitting bones and the pelvic floor and all of our part of the reproductive system and our cervix and putting our hands right above that or right in front, I should say. We're going to recite Ar-Rafi three times. Ar-Rafi. 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 Oh, we're taking a deep breath. And allowing all of the divine universal lights coming in, dancing within your being. Clearing, letting go, allowing yourself to experience greater union with the divine and with your own divine nature. And then I'm going to go ahead and close this portion of our sacred practice and prayers with the Fatiha again, the sacred prayer, Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amen. And I thank all of you for participating today and tonight. And I'm going to unmute anybody that would like to, that has any questions or would like to share anything. I'm going to open up the lines, and if there's a lot of background noise, you can mute yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line, and anybody is free to share anything you'd like. Everybody's probably traveling deeply. Very powerful, and it continues to be a very powerful night of purification. And any of these particular practices that we did today, we can you can use them individually or in the groups that I did them in. But you can also use them individually so that you can continue to deepen your states of consciousness and purify. So I unmuted everyone again. Anybody would like to share anything? And, and I'm going to again extend my gratitude for all of you on the call today and those that will be listening or joining together, sisters, for our own walking and being part of the service of the planet and raising consciousness on the planet. Thank you and many blessings.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go ahead and close because it is after 9 and I feel like you're all really, really drinking and traveling deeply.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Many blessings. Much love. I love you all. Thank you for joining with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good night and happy new moon tomorrow. It's a good time to actually write, maybe journal your experience tonight, and also journal what you would like to open the next 2.5 to 3 years, because that's the portal that's opening now. What is it in your life and your being that you'd like to receive and open into? So again, many blessings and much love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.